learning about an inyan, obviously in our Masechta, Maseches Pesachim, which we're learning this year, Baruch Hashem, but opening up a new parsha, which actually a new perek, a new parsha that discusses an inyan in this week's parsha. The entire parsha is, so much of the parsha is dedicated to this and dedicated to our Masechta, which is the Korban Pesach, the inaugural Korban, the initial service towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu of us becoming an Am, our first Avodah as the Jewish people serving the Borei Olam. Yesterday, the sugya that Klal Yisrael was learning was specifically about the concept of Lishma and what the focus of the Kohen and the individuals servicing that offering, how it can impact the Avodah and the Korbanos if you have it Shalei Lishma. And that is something that really is not a unique feature by Korban Pesach, something that, fascinatingly enough, if one learns the sugyas in the beginning of Zvachim and the sugyas in the beginning of Menachos, there is a parallel between those two mesechtas that discuss this very issue about the right Korban, having the right individual that the Korban is being offered for at the time of the sacrifice. But there is something unique in terms of the Lishma element that we were learning yesterday when it pertains specifically to this Korban, to this initial offering that Am Yisrael embarked upon in this week's parsha. But Rabbi Yisai, before we get into that piece and how relevant it is, because Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, the parsha of Korban Pesach falls out in the sugyas in Korban Pesach. And as we quoted many times, the Vilna Gaon says that when you see a siyata d'shmaya connecting points, and you see it's always important, Rabbi Yisai, to point this out. When something in the lima that you're learning has to do with something that's going on in your life, or has to do with the parsha, has to do with the moyed that you're involved with, it's important to realize that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to us in this day. Baruch Hashem, we're zoicha. We don't have nevuah, we don't have direct communication, but we have ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with us. And the Gaon says that there's a special siyata d'shmaya when you see the paths, you know, joining together in your limudin. Rabbi says something that very much bothered me in the parsha is if you look in Perek Yod, at the beginning of the parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing the Makkah of Arba to Paro, and the advisors of Paro contest his attitude. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Abdi Paro Elov Ad Masa Yiyas Elanu Lamoke Shlachas Anoshim VeYavdu Es Hashem Elokeichem Aterem Deidak Ki Avdu Mitzrayim." Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Fascinating. We don't focus on what Paro said over here. Vayushev es Moishev es Aaron el Paro Vayomer Aleim Lechu Vdu Es Hashem Elokeichem Miva Miha Holchem. Paro says, bring him back. Let's have a conversation. Let's discuss this. Go. Serve your God for 3 days like you requested. But then Paro says, Miva Miha Holchem. Who's included in this project? Vayomer Moshe, Rabbi Yisai. What does the Moshe respond? Binarenu bizkenenu neilech bivonenu bivnosenu bitzenenu bivkarenu neilech kichag Hashem lanu. It's including everyone. Our children, our elders, our sons, daughters, cattle. It's our festival. Listen carefully. Vayomer aleihem, Yihchein Hashem imochem. Gevaldik, you should go with Siyata Deshmaya, Kasher Ashalich Eschem, Estapchem, Ru, Kirogan, and Pechem. Loi Chain Lechu Noah Gvorim, the Ivdu Es Hashem, Kiyoise Atem Evakshim, Vaigarish Osam Meipnei Paro. Paro says, I'll give you, it's like a deal that we're a contract that we're signing right now. I say this, you say this. Listen to what Paro says. Lechu noa gvarim. You can go with the men. I'll agree to the men. But then Paro has the chutzpah. Not only to disagree something. Not only to disagree, to be a difficult boss. Can you imagine you're sitting in an interview? You're sitting in a contract with your boss. And he says, Lechu noa gvarim. Ki oisa atem evakshim. Who in the world does Paro think he is to tell me what I'm requesting? Ki oisa atem evakshim? What bechlal is pshat nipsuksim? You can go, you can serve like you want, like you set out to do, but go with the men because that's really what you need. Paro, you want to be an evil man? You want to be a difficult boss? You want to be someone who gives a lot of tzaras to Klal Yisrael? Baruch, great. That's something that I could take. Okay, that's something I can understand. That we could have a lot of psukim about. But don't try to be my poisik. Don't be my Rebbe. Don't tell me what I need for my halachic service. Ki oisa atem evakshim, Rabbi Yisai. What bechlal is going on in the beginning of this week's parasha? Rabbi Yisai, in order to understand this and to really delve into the yesod of what the Korban Pesach means, I'd like to share with you a Gemara towards the end of the Masechta. One of the most fascinating Gemaras that I've ever seen, which pertains specifically to the Gemara, to the Korban of Korban Pesach. The Gemara is on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. And the Gemara discusses the following issue. Disanya, im yimet habayis miyos miseh, if the house is very small and you join with other partners like it was practiced to have many different affiliates to a korban from different families that they would join together to have the korban. Hachyeu miseh. The Gemara has a drosha on the pasuk in this week's parsha, miyos miseh. Hachyeu miseh, you should live from the seh of the korban pesach. Michdei achila v'loi michdei mekach. Rebbe Oimer, af michdei mekach. How do you live from the Korban Pesach? The Tanakhama says that you get whatever is needed for additional food. And Rebbe says, no, you could even have Mechdei Mechach. Shem Ein Lo, Memana Acher Imo Al Pischo. Because if he doesn't have enough people, he includes other people to his Pesach. Val Chagigoso. And on his Chagigo. Umos Shebiyodo. And the money that was designated for the Korban Pesach. Chulin Shalmanas Kain Hikdashu Yisrael Es Pischein. Because that is the condition. That is the approach to the sanctification of the Korban Pesach. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Rabba V'Rabzeira Chadamar Be'etzim Litzliyaso. One says that you could use the leftover money for wood to roast the Korban Pesach. Everyone agrees that you can buy wood for the Korban Pesach. Ki pligi, what they argue about is b'matzah umar. Some hold that you could even buy with the leftover money that was used to sanctify the Korban Pesach, designated for the Korban Pesach. You could use for matzah umar. Rabbanon savre hayachile achriti. Rabbanon hold no. That you cannot use it for matzah mara because that's a different achila. Rebbe Sofer Kevin Dechshir the Pesach who could go for the Pesach dummy. And Rebbe says no, since it's part and parcel of the Korban Pesach, it's included, and therefore you can use the leftover money that's part of achyo miseh. Listen to this. And the other Amoira holds what? You can even by Matzu Mara, there's no machloikis. Even there, share the Pesach ke Pesach dam. Right? Sorry. Tichsiv al Matzu Mara miyachlu. Given the mashir the Pesach ninu ke Pesach ninu. It's part, it's a machshir of the Pesach. It's part and parcel of the carbon. Ki pligi, listen to this, Rabbi. I'm not making this up. Look this Gemara. Ki pligi, what's the machloikis Rabbanan and Rebbe? Likach by choluk, likach by talis. Machloikis is whether or not you could buy a Gucci. I don't know. Give me, Rabbi said, well, what's a good, a nice suit, right? A new what? Charlie, help me out.
Gucci's good, Rob.
Gucci suit. Likach by cholak lichro de rabban and saver mios misa amar achmana hachay lese dafka lese rabbi sorry hach rabbi saver listen to this hach ya atzmecha misa where should you find your life where should you find your livelihood where should you find your ability to live misa from this carbon pesach. My Rabbi Sai, what is Rebbe telling us? What is the Gemara entertaining, Rabbi Sai? Something that we don't have in other Karbonos. The Torah is telling us a chiddush nifla ad lemoed. This is not just a mere service in a sanctified building above and beyond and divorced from the reality of life. This initial Karbon is what should now set yourself out to now have chiyus in the Avodas Hashem. This is all encompassing. The money that was designated for the carbon. Rabbi Yisai, this is Dine Kodshim. I can't express how serious this is of a chiddush that Rebbe is saying over here, that you're allowed to use that money to buy a suit. That the Pasuk is saying specifically, Ligabe Carbon Pesach, Miyos Miseh. Chiyus miseh, that you should understand that when it comes now to now leaving the world of Paro and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that now relates to every dimension of your life is Avodas Hashem. That is what the Torah is teaching us with this carbon. That's one Gemara, a fascinating Gemara, that my talis, that my cloak, that my pants, that my shirt, that my shoes is somehow part and parcel and connected to this service, to this initial offering that I served the Borei Olam and I started the path of Yiddishkeit. Rabbi said, there's a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Zayin. The Gemara says as follows. We know we learned yesterday. The Gemara tells us you have to have the right intentions when you bring a carbon. It has to be lishma. You have to know which carbon you're bringing it for. You have to know who the owner of the carbon is. Lishma has many different a list of things that you have to get right. You have to have a piece of paper and know, check off the list that makes sure everything's registered properly and you offer the carbon proper. Gemara discusses the following situation. What happens if it's not shelo lishma? What's a good example of shelo lishma? Instead of bringing bring a shlamim, I think I'm bringing a carbon oil, whatever it is. Okay? I mess up the shame karma. Shaloi lishma. What happens if instead of thinking about a carbon shlamim, I think about that this is a piece of meat that's being served for dinner? So Gemara calls lishem chulin. Okay? A nice piece of meat to throw on the barbecue. And I was thinking about that piece of meat when I brought the carbon. I didn't think about another carbon, but I thought about another piece of meat. Does that mess up the carbon, or does it not mess up the carbon? So Gemara happens to raise the shaila in the realm of achatas. So the Gemara raises the shaila in the realm of achatas. So the Gemara says as follows. No, it doesn't mess it up. It's still a kosher carbon. Why? Why is that okay? Why is that not? Why is that not an invalidation of the carbon? You used it yesterday. So the Gemara says, No. Mino yimachrivba, she'eno mino, eno machrivba. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Zoch. You know, it's like sometimes you get insulted or people start up with you. Let's say on Twitter, okay? Or let's say, you know, there's some sort of issue, whatever. It's like you're not even Messiahs to it. It's like it's so off the radar. It's like, you know, if Rav Meir Twersky started up with me, so that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell you, I'll go into the corner and I'm gonna sulk. You know what I'm saying? That's someone that, if it's like, you know, they start, you know, chanting, you know, and telling me things like, you know, they bechlal don't even understand what I'm trying to do, what my purpose, they haven't even checked. It's important life. There's an important lesson, Rabbi Say, that like you can't pay attention to everything. It's easier said than done, but like you get to a point that it's just like, you know, lahavdil. Okay, my daughter calls my 3-year-old daughter calls me a jerk. Okay, you know, like it's not appropriate. I don't want her talking like that. But like, do I really feel like a jerk? Like I told her to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Like I took away a toy. She didn't like the way I didn't take her side in an argument. Like that's eno mino. It's like not even on the radar. It's not like we're not the same men. That's not matzah min is mino. We're not talking to each other. But he said that mino imachrivba. If you're in the same parsha, that could really destroy it. Eno mino eno machrivba. If it's mamish like off the charts, it's like totally disconnected. So the Gemara says you're in the middle of bringing a chatas kodesh kodshei kodshim in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash in the tzof in the holiest place, and now you're going to think about a piece of meat on the barbecue. You think that that's going to be a machshava shaloi l'shma? That's not going to possible. So azoy zok the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Mina machrev ba ena mina mach ena mina ena machrev. Zok the Rambam. That's true by chatas. When it comes to Karban Pesach, L'shem Chu and possibles the karma. There's no mucker and shas for that. There's no gemara that says that. And the Rambam says a chiddush nifla ad moed. Above and beyond every other karban, the karban of Pesach, if you think about L'shem Chu and the meat in Glatmart, the meat in Cedar Market, the meat in wherever you're talking about, it's machriv the karban. Comes along or Meir Simcha and his chidushim and our sameach, and he says that's exactly the yisoy that we're explaining over here. When it comes to Karban Pesach, it's not sufficient to just be makriv of the karban, to just sanctify it and bring it into the kodesh and into the holy place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides and leave it there and gehendik and that's it. No. The Gemara is telling us that when it comes to Karban Pesach, there's a special mitzvah achila. It's not just a mitzvah of service of akrava. There's a mitzvah to be oichol the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara has a lashon says the arsameach, ikar la'achila huba. The yisoid of the Karban is really entirely solely to do what? To be la'achila, to satiate, to give chiyas to man. So on a certain level, the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling you that this korban, which is la'achila, which is not just la'akrova, which is not just about serving and zrikas adam and then it's done. No, this korban is all about what? The experience of the achila, the meal, the chulin shebo, the pleasure, the fact that it should seep in to every dimension of your existence, of your life. Marva Rabbeisai, what's happening in this week's parsha is something fundamental. We see from all these Gemaras something incredible. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced and had us at this juncture, that we were switching from Avde Paro to Bahar Hazeh Tavdunes Hashem Elekecha, to Avodes Hashem. We often think what that means is that there's a certain list of requirements. I got to make sure that I'm a guy that davens. I'm, you know, like the conversations that I have just last night with a person who calls me, you know, for, you know, to check out one of my Talmidim, You know, is he a boy that davens, that goes to minyan? Is he a boy that loves to learn? And is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? That's not what it's about. It's not a checklist. The Rabbeinu Shalom is trying to tell us, I want you to be normal. I want you to be involved in the world. But I want you to understand that Avodas Hashem is all-encompassing. That inside that Akrovat HaKorban Pesach that's now introducing Avodas Hashem, this new life, you're going to have Avodas Hashem in buying a suit, in buying a robe. What image are you going to create? How's it going to look? Is it shatnez? There is service of Hashem in the store. In Brooks Brothers. In the store that you're going to buy, with not only do I have to make sure that it's kosher food, how is this going to affect my path with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Is this going to get me closer with the Rabbeinu Shalom? And the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to enjoy, and he wants us to live, but he wants us to stay connected in every single step. Not just check off for here. I do some years in the yeshiva. I have a Rebbe, and then I can call back and we can stay in touch. No, that set me up to go higher and higher further. Then now, even when I'm working, I choose a job that now is going to continue on that path. I choose a lifestyle that's not going to remove me from those yesodos, from those fundamentals that I know is the path that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to build and wanted me to go and to be on. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts Avodas Hashem with this wild carbon, with something that in the world of kachin makes absolutely no sense. You're talking about a suit from the money that you're now designated with Kedusha for a carbon Pesach. Why is the Torah saying that miyos miseh? We don't find that by any other carbon. You're talking about a lishma that now a piece in the butcher shop and for the barbecue has some shaychus to the carbon. Yeah, because that's what Yiddishkeit is. That's what it means to go on a date. That's what it means to find a shidduch. It means to extend these integral yisaidis, these rules, this way of life that we've Baruch Hashem been zoiche to begin to understand and to now extend it to my family and to now build further a b'yisai. Not to say, oh, you know, Baruch Hashem, I built a foundation. Now I'm ready for the real world. Not Avodas Hashem anymore. Chalila. It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. And you could be the greater Kiddush Hashem than your Rebbe in yeshiva. You could be more of an officer than anyone else. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from you. In this carbon and in this path. That it should be Avodas Hashem permeating every single aspect of your life. With your kids, with your friends, with your community. That it should be all surrounded. Those klalim, those ideas, those concepts that you know are true. You see, Paro, in a very innocent way, said, I don't understand. I have this multi-billion dollar company, trillion dollar company, whatever Paro's worth was back then. He says, but Moshe, you know, like, sit down for a second, have a cup of coffee. You know, like, I'm up to here. My advisors are also up to here with all these makis. It's a little out of control. Like, let's make a deal. Okay. You want to talk service of God. You want to take a break from mincha, whatever you want to do that. That's great. No problem. But like, understand where I'm coming from. Okay, I have a company to continue. I have a lifestyle that I have to make sure to maintain. You're not relating to me over here. You're not being okay with me. And I'll let you do your religious thing, but then Moshe, come back to reality. Okay? So let those priests go. Let those guys who live on top of the mountain in the monastery go. They do their communication with God. And ki osa atem avakshim, because I got it. You need to have a religious purpose. You need to have a connection. It's not going to work just to be secular all day. And this, you know, we got to have some sort of spiritual elements in our lives. So I got it. Kiyosa temavakshin. So go for it and go on top of the monastery, speak to your God and make sure, you know, you check back in with the workers. That's what Paro was saying. You want to add religion? You want to sprinkle a little bit of spirituality into your life? I'll grant it. But like, let's be honest. That's what you need. And that's the way religion works. And that's what we're familiar with. You don't need an entire nation to be there representing, to be there, you know, involved and incorporated into the service. And Moshe Rabbeinu said something incredible at the beginning of the sixth parsha. You know, Paro, you don't get Avodas Hashem. There is no Iker and Tofel. There is no one man more than the other. Binarenu, Bizkenenu, Bivanenu, Bivnasenu, Bivkarenu, Bivtsonenu. You don't get what Korban Pesach is. You don't understand what's being introduced to Klal Yisrael at this point in time. The chulin, the robes, the belts, the pair of shoes, it's all part of the same approach. It's all part of the same pursuit. And everybody's got to be there. And if someone's not there, then there's something lacking in the entire Avodah. It's all encompassing. It extends everywhere. And every dimension of our lives and our children's lives and our grandparents' lives is all part of the same approach and pursuit. And we now have to think about God in every aspect of our lives, of our work lives, of our parnassas, of our communities, of our friendships, of our social lives, of how we spend our time, what we focus on. It's all connecting and emanating out of the same point. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. You don't really understand religion, Paro. I'm sorry. That's not what Avodas Hashem is. And there's no one that can be excluded. And that is the introduction to the very carbon that we've been discussing and that is introduced and spoken about in this week's parasha. And that's the way Yiddishkeit begins, Rabbi said. So Rabbi said, we learn from this week's parasha, from these sugyas, such an important new focus in life. How it's not just like, you know, I'm a Ben Torah, so therefore I have to fit this in to who I am. No, that is part of the Ben Torah process. That is part of the pursuit. It's all Avodas Hashem. It's not on and off and on and off. It's all on. Yeah, it's not going to be the same thing. No one's saying that the robe has to look like a Korban Pesach, but it has to connect to the Korban Pesach. There is a piece of chulin and there is a korban, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that, but it has to now be connected, it has to emanate from one to another. And that is what Avodas Hashem is. And that has to translate into our decisions for our future, Abayisai, for how you're going to live your life, for who you're going to marry, for where you're going to live, for what decisions you're going to make sure that this Korban Pesach reality that we tell Paro at the beginning of this week's parsha is the way I'm going to live my life, Rabbi Yisai. That the chulin is taka korban. That the robe is taka money left over from the Korban Pesach. And Emir Tzashem, Rabbi Yisai, if we achieve that, if we achieve this, which is what the intentions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for a real Avodas Hashem, then we will create the greatest Kiddush Hashem. Then we will sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the greatest way possible, greater than some of the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Because this is the true Kiddush Shem Shamayim in all dimensions of our lives. Rabbi Yisai, let us remember this. Let us remember this in all different areas. We can't even enumerate and list how how this affects our lives. But this is the yisoid. This is the yisoid. It's not trying, we try to fit this into this hole and try to fit this with this hole. No. It's all one big package. It's not mivam miyahoch. There's no one and nothing that's not part of this journey. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need everything on this journey, Paro. You're not going to understand this. But even if you're going to let some, I am not going to accept it. Because this is not Yiddishkeit. And that is what the Torah introduced to us in the beginning of this week's parsha. Mirtz Hashem, we will take this to be our foundational principle for the rest of our lives in the Mirtz Hashem and spread Kiddush Hashem throughout our lives on this successful mission of the all-encompassing carbon of the Korban Pesach. Yashar Koyach Rabbeisai!